Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Golf Zone Range by David Ledbetter. With the latest golf technology in Little Ferry, New Jersey, and now in Westbury, Long Island, learn golf faster. Visit www.golfzonerange, that's golf, Z-O-N, range.com. And by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality, experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. I am recording this segment for the show in Western Ireland, in the town of Balmullet, at an extraordinary golf club called Carn. You know, I've traveled throughout Ireland extensively through the years, taping TV shows to tell the story of many of the hidden gems, the incredible links courses in this country, which has one-third of the world's links courses. And Carn has such an incredible story all its own. And joining me this morning to tell it is chairman of the club, Jerry Maguire, and general manager, Fiona Taher.
Thank you, Anne. You're very, very welcome to Carn Golf Links. You're a great ambassador for us, and we love when we get you over here, and we're delighted to be on your show this morning to tell everybody all about Carn Golf Links.
Well, first of all, Fiona, can you explain exactly where we are geographically in Ireland?
Okay, Anne, you're very welcome to Carn as well, just to echo what Jerry said. Where we are, we're the most western point in Ireland and indeed Europe. So we're right out on the Mullet Peninsula, a small area called Erris, which the centre of which is Balmullet, a tiny town really, with just around 2,000 people in it, and we're out on the peninsula, spectacularly scenic, and the best hospitality in Ireland, I think.
It certainly is, I can vouch for that. And Jerry, this topography is spectacular, the dunescape here, all seemingly focused in this one area. It's really an extraordinary piece of property.
It's an extraordinary piece of property, and it was great foresight on five business people in the town who recognized the property, that it could actually turn into a world-class golf course and bring tourism to this part of the world, because there is no industry in Balmullet. And the whole idea was to bring as many international visitors to this part of the world and to create jobs for the local economy and indeed for the golf club itself. So thankfully we're at the stage now where that's happening. Thanks to all the people in the United States, many in upstate New York, California. We have them from all over the world, from all over the states, and it's been the lifeblood of Carn. And now we're getting like almost 13,500 rounds this year, when we were only doing 2,000 rounds back in 2017 when Fiona took over as general manager. So she has been the lifeblood, I can tell you, making sure Carn is on the map.
Fiona is an award-winning general manager. Brag about the general manager here, because she is just extraordinary in herself.
Well, look, the day she came is the day we got lucky. And she's just a fantastic manager to all the staff. We have a wonderful 28 people now employed in Carn, and she is a great leader, and they love her to bits. And everybody puts their hand behind the wheel to make sure that all our visitors feel very, very welcome here, and that they go away knowing they've had a fantastic experience.
I want to get into the whole story, because it is just a unique story about what happened during COVID and how you all were able to really survive during that story, Fiona. But first, I just talk about the three nines here. I'm 27 holes, originally designed by the famous Eddie Hackett. He did not move one piece of land with machinery, right? Which is just extraordinary in itself.
Yeah, absolutely extraordinary. You know, they brought Eddie Hackett in, and he almost immediately, on the back of a newspaper, drew out the 18 holes. We have a great photograph inside of that, because there was no computers then. He came down on the train from Dublin, and he was collected by train, and they brought him out there, and he did all the work on a few expenses for lunches and dinners, and that was about the height of it. And he said this was going to be his masterpiece. He really thought Carn was a great challenge. And what they did was, instead of bringing machinery in, they took a lot of people off the labour exchange. And it was all spades and shovels, and that's why it took 8 years to build. So while they got going in 86, they didn't actually open till 1993. And then subsequently the 18 holes in 1995. But before Eddie passed away, he actually said that the best bit of the property had yet to be designed into a golf course. and the most dramatic part of the property. And we did that. That again took about 7 or 8 years. The same process, bringing people in off the labour exchange, providing work for them. And it took 7 years to build. And then we opened that soft opening in 2013, but we really didn't have the resources or the money to manage 27 holes. So when Fiona came, one of her first decisions was that we should close that 9 holes to make sure that our 18 was pristine and good, and that it remained within its natural state with the level of greenkeeping staff we had. So we did that, which was the right decision. A lot of people didn't agree with us. And we reopened it. We got a great new greenkeeper in Fergus Kearney, and he was passionate about that bit of land. And Fiona said she released a few bob to him, and the board agreed. And he brought it up to a fantastic condition during COVID. And we opened it in May of 20, just after COVID had commenced. And while the four of us were only working, we had the two greenkeepers, Fiona, myself, in the office. And the rest is history. The Wild Atlantic Dunes went in at number 12 in Ireland. And we hope to take it into at least the top 10 shortly.
It is a great history. You know, I first came to Cairn, I think 20 years ago, and taped a TV show back then. And, you know, 20, 25, 30 years ago, Americans did not know about Cairn. They did not know that you could really find such great golf, such great links courses in Ireland. They would go to Scotland because it was the birthplace of golf, right? Take us through the history of Cairn and how the club actually survived COVID and what you did, Fiona, to overcome the very difficult times.
Okay, so I think I arrived at Cairn in 2017 and it wasn't in great shape financially. So my background, as a lot of people will know, is in finance. I worked for a lot of multinationals. So I came in, take a look at the place, did a sales and marketing plan. So the people who founded the course had such foresight to actually look at that land and say exactly right for what it should be used for, the most fantastic golf course, in my opinion, in the world. It's a unique piece of dunescape. But again, they were volunteers and they were working on a shoestring budget, and it's a great achievement that they managed to get that course where it is. But then times changed in Ireland, you know, the Celtic Tiger crash, huge recessionary times, people weren't traveling. So we really, really struggled here. It was really in a dire financial strait. They really didn't have the means to pay bills and put the investment that was needed to bring the course to its full potential. So we did a financial strategy when I came in, and that included social media, sales and marketing. And we had started work on that in 2017. And 2019, we did a lot of travel. We went to the States to the PGA show, spoke to a lot of people out there, hooked up with a lot of different tour operators and put in a lot of hard work. 2019, the bookings started coming through. 2020 was the first year that we could look at our bookings and say, fantastic, we'll have enough bookings to make us sustainable. And then COVID hit. And to say we were devastated, nearly 750,000 really in 6 weeks wiped off the books. So that's our year's income. We only have 6 months. We're not a member course. We rely totally on visitor income. For 99% of our income is visitor-based green fees, and of that, around 70% is international. So it absolutely devastated the business. And genuinely, we had to let all our staff go. We have a very small team here. We really do. I know a lot of places say, look, our team is so small. Ours is small. It's really like a family. They're a fantastic team. And to let them go was really heartbreaking, and it affected everyone very badly. So we really didn't know what to do. And then Tom Coyne rang and said, how are you guys doing? And we were like, not great, Tom. And he said, would you mind doing something, he said, and keep a diary as to how the pandemic is affecting this small course on the west of Ireland. So we did that. And when he read it, we sent it over to him. And when he read it, he said, guys, I'd like to do a podcast on it. So he did the podcast on it. And that created such momentum. And because Jerry's podcast, it's a pandemic diary, it's out on the Golfer's Journal, it's well worth a listen because it really is a capsule of a moment in time and how devastated we are. It's a very true and authentic record of what happened here. So then the No Laying Up tour guys, who'd also visited Cairn and had done great things for us and really, really helped us out, they also contacted us and said, my God, what's happening? And we were very close to closing at that time. You know, we really were worried. So they also put out some social media stuff. And the next thing, the global, I have to say, I was overwhelmed. The golf has a reputation at times, which isn't fair, but the global golf community came together for Cairn and they saved us. they laid, bought life memberships, people who have, to this day, have never set foot here. A huge amount of North American support. And it was really humbling for us because, you know, we're this small course on the west of Ireland. We didn't expect to get that amount of attention. And it just shows that people, we set, quickly set up an online store. And I had to bring my two daughters in who were sent home from college to help us do the actual online ordering and send stuff out to people. But we were overwhelmed, truly overwhelmed by the response, and still are. And I'm still meeting for the first time some of our overseas members who never came and truly bought a membership just to help us out. And to say we can never thank them enough and that we owe them a debt of gratitude, and to the people like Tom Coyne and to the No Laying Up guys and to Anne Ligori herself, who's always such a store of support for us. Truly appreciate it, and it has made a difference. It's brought Khan to where we are today.
It's just an incredible story. I mean, the whole global golf community, as you call it, rallied, right? And now you have an International Members Week, and everything's positive, and the energy is just so uplifting, Jerry. I mean, you've come from almost nothing, right, during COVID, to now it's just such a vibrant community here.
Yeah, look, we have to pinch ourselves, I can tell you, because to have such an extraordinary change in such a short space of time is unbelievable. And in many ways, I suppose COVID actually is part of the reason why that happened, because the pandemic, Derry, would never have happened. And that people almost felt part of Cairn just listening to that, Derry. And we meet them today, and we meet people out in the car park, and they say, "Hello, Jerry, how are you?" And I say, "Oh, you're welcome back." And they say, no, I saw you on the No Laying Up, or I saw you on the I heard you on the pandemic." So you walk into those little problems at times, which is a great problem for us. But it's not just about Cairn Golf Club. The community, as Fiona said, 2,000 people in Belmullet. The amount of jobs have been created indirectly as a result of Cairn Golf Links being here. The town is thriving, it's flourishing, because the golf club is community-based, and of course it's for the community at the end of the day. So the community are gaining by the work we're doing, and we love doing it that because it is a community effort. We're a not-for-profit company. We need to make sure that we have enough to pay the wages, that the course is kept in good condition, that we can replace machinery, that we can have what our customers want. We had too many years here of saying sorry that we hadn't got a buggy for you, or whatever it might be. Now, thankfully, we don't have to say sorry. And as I said, I was talking to people last night, only a few years ago we were saying, can we pay that bill? Now we're saying, can we buy that bit of machinery? And that's the difference that's happened in 3 years.
It's just an extraordinary story. And just in the last few years, you've had some incredible guests here. Bill Murray has been here, the famous actor, with his family. And I know several weeks ago, actor Ed Burns was also here, and he's doing a film here. So my goodness, Hollywood, here we come.
Indeed, yes. We had great fun with Bill Murray, and he keeps promising a return visit. So we have the doors waiting for him open. And he did indeed buy a life membership. So he's probably one of our most famous life members. And we're waiting for you to come back, Bill, if you're listening. And Ed Burns indeed came. And look, we had one of the twins from the Harry Potter movie here the weekend as well. So we're certainly getting a bit of international attention. The right reasons.
And there's some exciting future projects as well, including building, about 10 cottages right here on the property, Fiona?
Yes, we're looking at developing 10 links cottages. So anyone who's been to Belmullet will know we have two wonderful hotels, and a new hotel opened in Gisala, which is about 20 kilometres away. But if anyone knows Irish people, they have huge weddings, and they tend to have them in the summer when we get our good weather. So they do take up a lot of our hotel bedrooms when we need them for golfers. So it's a bit of a barrier at the moment for us for development. So we're looking at developing 10 links cottages, very traditional, very high end, and we're at the early stages of planning for that. So hopefully we're hoping to turn the sod, all things being well and everything being right, in about 2 years.
Well, I know you all host an incredible International Members Week. What have been the highlights for you this week, Jerry?
Well, I suppose we should thank God for the weather, first of all. We've had a fantastic, as we did indeed last year. And look, it's just fantastic to see 100 people congregating initially last Monday morning and meeting each other for the first time in a year and embracing and, you know, being on first name terms. And it really made me feel like we had a big, big family in Cairn. And that's what we set out to do in the first place. And they're all great supporters in every aspect of the business here. And we just couldn't be without them.
And the former Prime Minister even made an appearance and gave a great talk.
He did. Enda Kenny, who did a great work for this country when he was Taoiseach and Prime Minister, and never lets us down. We all we have to do is pick up the phone and say, would he come out and talk? And he's, as we know from last night's few words, he's an excellent speaker, funny speaker, and at the same time quite serious, but left a lovely message last night that just appreciate life and you know, don't worry, live for the day.
Oh, he had a great talk, really amazing. I'm glad when I spoke, I was before him and not after him, because he has a gift for speaking. He certainly does. And, you know, with the popularity of Carn now, Fiona, the sky's the limit here, right?
Yeah, we're so excited, really, for the next few years. All things being equal, geopolitically, we're living in a bit of a mad world. So hopefully things stay as stable as they can be, and things keep getting better for Carn. Next year's looking fantastic for us with bookings, with the Open being in Portrush. And so hopefully we'll keep getting that spin off. But yes, it's exciting times for Carn, and this week's been fantastic. One of the things that I loved hearing this week from all our international members is the way they're interacting with each other outside Carn. So they're guys going to Canada to play golf, they're going to the Netherlands, to the UK, and that's what we set out to create, a small family in Carn, and it's working. And just to see, it's been a happy week, a tiring week, full-on week, but my God, it's a happy week, and it's great to see everyone enjoying themselves.
Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Golf Zone Range by David Ledbetter, with the latest golf technology in Little Ferry, New Jersey, and now in Westbury, Long Island. Learn golf faster. Visit www.golfzonerange, that's golf, Z-O-N, range.com. And by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf.